Six defensive backs, third and goal at the six. Opening drive for the Titans. Play clock at four. And to the end zone, caught, right, touchdown. He beats McCain. 6-yard pass, and Kendall Wright, one of the bright young receiving stars in the NFL. Flaxo's a pass.
Well, we told you Jake Locker was going to have to make some plays, Kevin. What a throw from the third-year quarterback.
Welcome to Why It Worked, the new TitansOnline.com segment that looks at a particular play and tells us a little bit more about why it was successful. I'm Craig Peters. I'm here with Titans offensive coordinator Dowell Loggins. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
No problem at all.
All right. So what we're going to do today is we're going to take a look at the touchdown pass from Jake Locker to Kendall Wright early in the first quarter. So, Coach, please take us through kind of the setup of that play.
Well, the play call is gun track left, 60 twig F dart. All right. So the F is Kendall Wright right here. This is Kenny Britt right there at the X position. We have Delaney Walker lined up off the ball so we can get a clean release because these guys like to chip on their way out. We have Nate washing out wide with CJ in the backfield. So Kenny Britt's going to run the end line right here, which is come across right there and be in the top of the text and the letters right there. Delaney Walker's going to run a deep crossing route right there to hold this free safety right there that's acting like he's blitzing. Kendall Wright's going to run the corner route, and then Nate Washington's run the under route. And CJ will run a check burst right there. All right, so Jake, you can see as the play goes on, Jake comes up, he makes a protection check. He's going to slide the protection that way because the way that they lined up to get us an advantageous look and matchups right there. So when they bail out, they go to brackets right there. All right, so Kendall Wright, he's got the corner route right here. Right here. All right, so you see Kendall point out the brackets right there. So he's going to take it back to the corner right there. The guy plays on top, so he flattens right there. And Jake throws a great ball to him. But you can see right here, Jake comes to the line of scrimmage. He makes a protection check, slides the line towards the guys that need to be slid to, and throws a touchdown pass.
So with Jake here at the start of the play, you see him calling out the protections.
Yes.
So he is aware of where he's going right now with the ball or where he most wants
to
go?
He knows most likely based on coverage where the ball is going to go, but he wants to make sure that we're sliding down here this way, getting a 3-on-2 on these two guys because we feel like those were their best pass rushers in the game, these guys right here. So we'll take Rob Turner, Chance, and Dave Stewart and block those three guys and put those other guys on the island right there. Andy will go 1-on-1 here. Mike Ruiz will go 1-on-1 there. And CJ's got the remainder of the guys, and they all jump into cover, so he has an opportunity to get out in the pass protection or in the pass route.
The ball is snapped. So, what's going through Jake's mind right now?
As soon as the ball snapped, he needs to confirm the coverage. So, first, he thought it might be cover zero because they're straight across the board. Anytime they line up just like this, when that many guys on close to the line of scrimmage, that looks like cover zero. So he has to confirm the coverage right there. So they start off, they're playing a bracket coverage, right? So they're going to bracket. These two guys right here have Kendall. They're doubling Kendall right here. And this guy are going to double Kenny Britt. All right, so the one-on-ones right here are on Delaney and Nate. So right there, as the play goes on, you can see right there, this guy drops his double right here. So you also have Kenny Britt running this inline route, going to win right here. That's why, and Delaney's got a one-on-one right there. Nate has a one-on-one. Kendall should be going to the top of the pylon right there because the coverage played out the way it did. He flattened and did a good job crossing his face. He and Jake are on the same page, and that's why they're able to throw this thing for a touchdown right here.
Okay. And then the thing that's also notable at the conclusion of the play is how tight the window for getting the ball in there is. Just describe what that's like from the QB and the receiver.
You know, the one thing that we always talk about in the green zone, that's what we call the red zone is a green zone, is that's what we call the money zone because that's where the window's going to be tighter. You're going to have to be able to throw the ball in tight windows and compact space, and that's what it takes down here to make these throws. You got to throw an accurate ball, and you got to make a tough catch.
And that particular play right there tied the game early in the first quarter. Coach Loggins, thanks for showing us why it worked.
No problem. Thank you.